From the dairy in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas with Raising the Bar, and we are visiting with Boulder Ballet Artistic Director Ben Needham Wood. You are making so much progress on Mindfield, and I can't believe it's a week away.
It's amazing. I can't believe we're a week away either. We actually just finished this past week. We finished creating the choreography for the production, and the dancers are already looking so strong. It's a really amazing opportunity when literally we've had three different choreographers co-producing this work, and the dancers have done such an amazing job absorbing each individual choreographer's voice. And the pieces, it's a two-act ballet, and the whole thing has come together so cohesively. It's just a massive testament to the work of the artists in the company and the way that they've been able to work together to assemble all those different parts. So, yeah, it's been a really intense 4 weeks, but we're almost there. We're very close now.
What kind of work is that on the dancers and the choreographers? Because again, you've just put this together. It's a week away from the opening performance. And I mean, how are they able to get this memorized and totally, prepared? How many hours a day are they working?
The dancers are rehearsing for, we have about a 6-hour workday typically. And with that, an hour and a half of that is class, or actually, I guess it's about a 7-hour workday, an hour and a half of class. And then there are some breaks throughout the day so that they can recover, get some food. But the rehearsal time is a little bit less than 5 hours daily. And so they're working 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, all on this material. And it is about 65 minutes of choreography that the entire company has been working to produce. So it's really, in the grand scheme of things, it's actually not a lot of time for the dancers to learn all this material and perfect it. And one of the things that we've talked about a lot in this process is that because this is such a more complicated collaboration than a typical work, because it literally is three different choreographers creating one work together, we have scenic design elements, we have costume design elements. All these different pieces are variables that are more complicated than they typically would be in producing a contemporary program. And so what's happened is the dancers have done an amazing job of learning the choreography, taking hold of it, but then also remaining flexible for all the different variables that will often change. And so we have had several things kind of shifting from one day to the next. And even as we go into the theater this week, I'm sure we're going to have more curveballs and more things that are going to continue to evolve. And I think that's what makes it so exciting, is that this will be a program that is very well thought out, but that's continuing to evolve and take shape as we're in the theater, as we're with the lights. And I think it's going to lead to an even more immersive and impactful show.
Now, is each choreographer able to be there either in person or via Zoom and give feedback to the dancers? Because as the director, you would need to be learning all the choreography for the entire piece, as well as directing your own. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And so actually we have had all three choreographers here in person. I've been here the whole time. We worked with Andrea Shermoli for about 3 weeks in person. And then Brandon Ragland was here for 2 weeks in person. And there were 3 days there where actually all three of us did overlap, where all three of us got to be in the studio at once together. And that was amazing. This week, while we're getting into tech, Brandon's unfortunately not able to be here. He's the director of Dayton Ballet. And so he has a lot that he has to manage back there. So he's gone back to Dayton. But I am very excited to share that all three choreographers will be here in Boulder for opening night on Friday night, March 8th.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm just like, this is overwhelming, how the amount of work and everything you've put into it. The last email I got from Boulder Ballet just a couple of days ago had a really great quote from Philip, one of your company dancers who's going to be performing, about how meaningful this choreography is for him personally. Are you getting that feeling from all of the dancers?
You know, it is such a, it's a really interesting thing. I've actually tried to give a little bit of space from what the dancers are going through personally within the work. And that's partly because artistic voices are very passionate. And with that passion, dealing with a heavy subject matter that can be so personal, like Mindfield, where we're approaching mental health and wellness, we're reflecting on trauma or other life experiences that could be complicated to process. I want to recognize that I have a vision as a choreographer. I also have a different hat, being the director of the company. But the dancers also need to have space to be able to approach it for themselves. So actually, when we were starting the whole process, we had a lot of open discussions about what Mindfield could potentially mean to each of us and the different things that could come up in dealing with such subject matter. But now that we're getting closer to the time, I've given some direction, but I haven't wanted to ask too specifically about the dancers, what they're feeling or what they're digging into, because I do want to give them that agency and that space to approach it in their way. And right now, all the dancers are doing such an amazing job understanding the material for their own personal narratives, for their own personal perspectives. And I think that because all nine of the dancers in the organization are, or in this production, are putting themselves and investing so much personally into this work, it's those nine perspectives are creating a more universally impactful production. And so it's awesome that Philip is... shared that reflection that it is having a personal impact on him, and that shows in the quality of the work he's doing. There's a pas de deux he does with Catherine that's absolutely stunning. And I think all the dancers have been putting some beautiful quality and performance work into their rehearsals, and I think it's just going to be an incredible production overall for every artist represented.
So this is kind of a personal question. I totally understand if you ask me to edit it out.
Yeah.
But how is it affecting you personally as the director? I mean, there's got to be some pretty intense feelings.
You know, that's a really good question. And you do not need to edit this out. I'm happy to share this, actually. But it is complicated because it is such a personal work for everyone involved, and it is one that I'm personally very committed to and passionate about. I do feel responsible for the emotions that come up for people in this, and recognizing that they are opening up an incredible amount of generosity and vulnerability in this process. And there's the piece of me that as director hat kicks in, worries. I don't want to push anyone outside of their comfort zone in a negative way, but I want to give space for them to go outside of their comfort zone in a way that is self-fulfilling or that gives them a sense of progress within their own life, whatever that means for them. So it is something that I am, as a director, there's a piece of me that just is sensitive to wanting to support and protect them in the best way that I can from whatever hardships might come up in dealing with this type of potentially complicated subject matter. But at the same time, what I'm also seeing is incredible growth in their artistry, in their approach to the space, the way they're working in rehearsals. And that's a super rewarding thing to feel. So it's complicated, but I think both sides are really important and meaningful right now.
Ben, I know you have very limited time. Can you just give us information about ticket availability and times when shows are going to be going on this coming weekend?
Absolutely. So we have four shows this weekend. We're going to open on Friday night, March 8th at 7 p.m. Saturday, we're going to have two shows, a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. And then we'll have a final 2 o'clock matinee performance on Sunday, March 11th. And the really exciting thing that I want to plug as well is that every show will be followed by a Q&A session, and every single Q&A session will be different. The opening night Q&A will feature all three choreographers sharing insight on the creation of Mindfield. On Saturday matinee, it'll be a one-on-one with me, the artistic director of the company, to talk about all the layers beyond choreography that went into Mindfield. Saturday night, we're actually going to have a panelist of mental health experts, including sports psychologists, the director of Mental Health Colorado and the director of Envision You all are going to be joining us on stage to talk about the mental health perspective of Mindfield. And then on Sunday, you'll get to chat with the dancers. So I hope that people are able to come to at least one of the shows. And if you're feeling moved by the performances, maybe come back and see another one and hear a whole different perspective on the work behind Mindfield.
And where are tickets available?
Tickets are available online through boulderballet.org, or you can find us on the Dairies website. We perform at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder, Colorado, and you can go find them online as well and purchase tickets through that.
Boulder Ballet Artistic Director Ben Needham Wood joining us on Raising the Bar. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time. Really looking forward to the show.
George, you are wonderful, and thank you again for a great conversation.
From the Dairy in Boulder, Colorado, Raising the Bar, I'm George Thomas.